91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Thank you. That was Eric Clapton from his album Clapton. We heard How Deep Is the Ocean, and that's your Judy moment for the week. Thought that was a nice, pretty song with some nice lyrics. So How Deep Is the Ocean goes out to Judy. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. That's why we started out with an Eric Clapton song, and everything tonight is going to have Eric Clapton on, and even the Eric influence. Because, well, we're going to combine the Eric influence with the question of the week. So if you want to write down this number, 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545. And if you wait till I'm finished talking and you're the first caller with the correct answer to the following question, you can win. Let's see what we're going to give this week. Yeah, we're going to give away a gift certificate for Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown or Sparta, wherever your heart takes you. So this is going to be quite a setup. It's going to be a story I'm going to tell. Let's see if I can get it straight. The question is about a guitarist that Eric Clapton had asked to join the Derek and the Dominoes. Not the Derek and the Dominoes, Derek and the Dominoes. So here's the, and please don't start calling until I stop talking. It's going to take a minute. So the story is that it was in the San Francisco area, and this young, very young teenage guitarist had come to Eric's attention, and he was impressed with him, and he sat down and listened. And sometime later, he got in contact with this guy and asked him to join Derek and the Dominoes. Now, it was during Derek and the Dominoes' tour, and Dwayne Allman had played on the first two gigs after the finishing of the recording of the Layla album. And so, you know, it was just the four guys, Eric being the only guitarist. And so then again, this teenager, who was quite a guitarist, was asked to join the band. He never did. He ended up joining another band, which was formed, I guess you would say, in the San Francisco area. Let's see, I don't know how many hints I want to give you. So, because you could come up with about 15 other guitarists that somebody will have a story about that Eric asked to join Derek and the Dominoes, and I'll have no idea how true the story is. So you got that all? It was in San Francisco. This 15-year-old or 16-year-old kid came to Eric's attention. He was asked to join Derek and the Dominoes. He didn't join. He ended up joining a different band that was from the San Francisco area and had quite a bit of success with them and went on to other things as well. So if you know the answer, 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And now we're going to play something from Eric. Well, I'll tell you about it afterwards. We'll just play it for now. I'm
If you only knew you wish that you was in my shoes. Just keep on using me.
Thank you. song I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. That's you. I've got a song I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. When it go round in circles. When it fly high. The bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Come on! Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? You're looking good, y'all. Come on! Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Listen, I've got a dance, ain't got no steps, y'all. I'm gonna let the music move me around.
Yeah, that's Eric Clapton with Billy Preston with Will It Go Round in Circles. That was part of his Reptile tour. Appears on the video version of One More Car, One More Rider. And we started that set off with Use Me. And that was, that was D'Angelo and Cassandra Wilson, who I'm not sure if it was on the song, but if she was at the gig, and David Sanborn and Eric Clapton on lead guitar. D'Angelo was singing that Bill Withers song, Use Me. And that was on a show called After New Year's Eve. It was a show hosted by David Sanborn. Followed that up with Deserted Cities of the Heart by Cream from the Royal Albert Hall concert of 2005. And then again, Will It Go Round in Circles from One More Car, One More Rider. We're going to take a short break here at WNTI and WNTI.org, where we stream on the web. And 91.9 is the frequency of the radio broadcast. How's that for a mix-up from FM to streaming back to FM. And so this is the Eric Clapton Show, Crossroads, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. So we're going to take a short break and play you some more music.
Hi, everybody. If you're looking for a place to kick back on a Sunday afternoon and enjoy some great blues, tune in to Uncle Pete's Blues Party. I'll be spinning the best blues has to offer from around the world to around the corner. So come join me, Uncle Pete. You're all invited to the Blues Party every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and online at WNTI.org, where great music lives.
The Levitt Pavilion Steel Stacks Summer Concert Series, presented by Hallmark Blue Shield on the Steel Stacks Arts and Culture Campus in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Appearing on August 28th, Stranger, the Billy Joel Tribute Experience.
More information and a complete schedule can be found online at levittsteelstacks.org.
If you are the type of person that is always on the go or always on your tablet catching up on the news or reading the latest novel, you can enjoy the great music on WNTI on most of your favorite devices. WNTI's web stream can be accessed through the TuneIn Radio app on most smartphones and tablets, including those running iOS, Android, and Windows. Visit the App Store on your smartphone or tablet for more information.
sunshine on my guitar Sunday.
WNTI. You're welcome. Thank you. Public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
If your man gets personal, won't you to have your gun? If your man gets personal,
crispy, bluesy music from the cream. Bass player Jack Bruce wrote it, and it's Take It Back.
Take it back. Take it back. Take that thing right out of here. Right away. Far away. Take that thing right out of here. Don't let them take me to where streams are red. I want to stay here.
Of course, was groovy, cool, whatever you said, Cream. Hey, we're going to take you back to the beginning of that set, back around 8:20 of this evening. Let's see. We started off with Snake Lake Blues. Yeah, Snake Lake Blues from Derek and the Dominoes. And that's from the Layla album, but reissued, the Super Deluxe 40th Anniversary Edition. Sort of a jam going on there. And then we heard Got to Get Better in a Little While, a song associated with Derek and the Dominoes, but played by Eric Clapton and his band at the Sandy Relief concert 2012. And then we heard Traveling Riverside Blues. That's a throwback to a couple of weeks ago when we played the Robert Johnson version of it, and we kind of took you through the evolution of the song Crossroads, and that was originally the Cream version, which was done first by the Powerhouse with Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood. Actually a combination of Crossroad Blues and Traveling Riverside Blues, and so we played the Eric Clapton version of Traveling Riverside Blues from Me and Mr. Johnson. And finally, we heard Take It Back from Cream, but not from Disraeli Gears. That was from BBC Sessions. So this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and you're listening. This is your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to WNTI 91.9, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. We're going to take a break and play some more music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. We've got a great show for you this week. Talented bluesman Eric Bibbs with us, plus dynamic singer and songwriter Dana Kurtz. And we'll have an Achievement Awards story about a woman helping the disabled find employment and dignity in work. This week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Ship Inn, located on Bridge Street in Milford, New Jersey. A brew pub, The Ship Inn has a menu featuring burgers, salads, traditional British foods, and more. More information available online at shipinn.com or by phone at 908-995-0188. For The Ship Inn, located in Milford, New Jersey.
Do people always seem to ask for your advice? Do you enjoy helping others? If so, a career in counseling may be just for you. Whether to advance in your current job or to change careers, consider enrolling in one of Centenary's graduate programs in counseling. Our Master's of Arts classes in counseling, school counseling, and counseling psychology meet one night per week at our convenient Hackettstown campus. To learn more, go to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu.
I've got rambling all on my mind. I got rambling. I got rambling all on my mind. I haste to leave my baby. But she treats me so unkind. Got mean things. I got mean things all on my mind. I got mean things.
There we go. Yeah, there's Eric Clapton with Ramblin' on My Mind from EC Was Here. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and you're listening to Crossroads of Music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to give you the answer to the question of the week, which also is the Eric influence. The question had to do with a young 15 or 16-year-old, I believe the story is he was 15-year-old guitarist, that Eric asked to join Derek and the Dominoes, and the answer is Neil Schon. Let's hear him tell a bit of the story.
Eric Clapton was one of my biggest guitar idols at that time that I had listened to learn how to play. And it just so happened that, you know, I met him, which was a total fluke in my mind, and we got together and played, and it turned out that he loved the way I played, and he wanted me to join his band.
Yeah, but he ended up joining Carlos Santana's band instead, and he showed up on the first Santana album. And we're going to play something from that album, and later we're going to play something that had Eric Clapton and Neil Schon on it together. But you might think this is Carlos Santana playing this guitar solo, but it's Neil Schon. Oops.
Bounce. friend.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.